Cominco was the last company to mine the old Tulsaqua Chief, closing it in 1957. The mine was never properly shut down, and for 60 years, acidic water has been leaching into the Tulsaqua River. The Tulsaqua flows into the Taku River, considered Southeast Alaska's most abundant salmon producer. Canadian company Chieftain Metals Incorporated purchased the property 2 years ago from Redfern Resources. With it, Chieftain acquired Redfern's permits and the requirement that it would have to clean up the acid rock drainage. In December, the company started operating what's called an interim water treatment plant. Interim because
a permanent solution is the complete development of the mine.
That's Chieftain President and CEO Victor Wyprisky. When the mine is all played out, he says there will be no acidic drainage if it is properly shut down.
So it's all sealed up and there is no leakage.
Early in June, the company notified Environment Canada and BC Ministry of Environment of its plan to stop the water treatment for an unspecified period of time. Treatment plant costs had ballooned, and to date, the company has spent about $9 million on construction and operation. As Wyprisky puts it,
no company in the world will be sitting there treating water without a mine.
He likens it to paying a mortgage without the benefit of owning a house. In 60 years, Chieftain is the only company to attempt to treat the acid rock drainage from the Tulsaqua. Alaska Large Mine Coordinator Kyle Mosell says committing to and constructing a water treatment plant prior to mine development is unique.
The interim water treatment plant was constructed to address the legacy ARD, the acid rock drainage, from past mining. So that's really unique. And so they're not generating income or profit from development of the mine yet. I can't think of a situation that mirrors that we have here in Alaska.
With the shutdown of the treatment plant, Chieftain is now in violation of its environmental management permit from the BC government. But when the plant was operating, the discharge into the Tulsaqua River met permit water quality concentrations, according to Sentinel Dalal of the BC Ministry of Environment. Dalal says the government has required the company develop an action plan to get back into compliance. It's unclear how long that will take. The international conservation group Rivers Without Borders believes Chieftain's decision to shut down the water treatment plant indicates the Tulsaqua project is not financially feasible. Spokesman Chris Zimmer wants the state of Alaska to take the lead and work with U.S. and Canadian agencies in solving the acid drainage problem.
I'd like to see some cross-border cooperation to clean this up. I mean, this is the most productive salmon river in the region. There's a lot of jobs dependent on it. So what I'd like to see is Alaska step up and go to BC and say, all right, what are we going to do to clean this up? Because clearly we can't depend on the company.
6 months before Chieftain started the treatment plant, the state of Alaska collaborated with U.S. and Canadian scientists to measure the impact of acid rock drainage on Tulsaqua and Taku River water quality. It was the first metals testing on the U.S. side of the Taku River. Fish and game biologist Joe Hitzelberger says they captured juvenile Dolly Varden at two sites on the Tulsaqua and one on the Taku.
Well above the acid rock drainage site on the Tulsaqua at the discharge site, and then on the Taku River right at the border.
Southeast Alaska fishermen and environmental groups have long expected the worst. In fact, the fish and game study was precipitated by Alaska fishing organizations who told the governor that drainage from the old mine, 37 miles east of Juneau, is threatening potential salmon harvests. But Hitzelberger says they did not find high metals concentrations in the fish.
For the metals that we looked at, the values we got were lower than what we see at other sites in southeast and lower than the EPA criteria. There was no significant difference between the fish we tested at the discharge site and fish we tested on the Taku.
It was a small study, and Hitzelberger says it would be good to gather years of data like Fish and Game has from other Alaska mining sites, but he says the results don't indicate a need to immediately keep testing. Meanwhile, the multi-metal Tulsaqua mine is about 4 years from opening. Chieftain CEO Wyprisky says the feasibility study continues to show a viable project. He says it's a matter of fine-tuning the economics so it's more attractive to investors. And he says to tell Juneau residents, there will be no barging up the Taku River this summer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.